Sabalski, Solkowski, and now Jovanovski. This must be the Ski Patrol. It's all downhill from here.
Here we go.
A little reggae music in this winter storm.
I feel like he's probably having a Mai Tai right now. Could on be. The white sands of South Florida.
Sunglasses on.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, morning, guys. A little early for that.
Is it?
We were discussing the last time you would have picked up a snow shovel and shoveled in the midst of this massive storm we have here. I know you were home in the holidays. Did you do it, or has it been like 10, 20 years?
It's been a while, to tell you the truth. Actually, when I was home, there wasn't any snow. But, yeah, it's been a while. Missed those days. I remember one quick story. I was coming back from, we were playing, I believe, in Calgary. It was a quick trip, came home, and Vancouver was just a complete whiteout. And living in West Van, I always got off on exit 4 into Caulfield. So I'm on the highway, and I got this in my car, and I got to go up the ramp. So after trying this ramp on for like 5-6 times, I'm like, I can do it. I literally parked my car at the edge of the highway, had to walk about 20-30 minutes with my luggage to the house. So that was my kind of.
So it's late night. So. No one notices you there. I mean, we've got the old Gilbert Brulé picks up Bono. No one saw Jovanovski on the side of the road.
Right. It was in the wee hours. Maybe it wasn't Calgary coming home from. I know it was late, but yeah, it's always. I heard you guys say the schools are shut down, so kids will be excited until they have to have a makeup day.
Yes, we have a class in July, kids.
Yeah,
sorry about
that.
That'd
be great.
Yeah, good luck getting the teachers in on that. You know, I will say this before we dive in here. I remember Dan Murphy telling me a story. I think he was sitting in front or behind you guys on a flight. This is years ago, and I guess you and Bert were sitting next to each other on a flight there, Eddie, and you guys were coming back from a road trip, and as you guys were landing, I guess one of you had said, "Oh, look at all the snow out there," and it was either you or Bert who had grumbled, "They didn't even clean off our cars." Spoiled brats.
Yeah, that's brutal, isn't it?
What's that?
All this time they knew we were coming in and they couldn't give us a little rinse.
Yeah, where's the de-icer, right? Where's that de-icer spray that they can spray at YVR or something?
Cars all lined
we're
up.
We're spoiled.
Yeah, no, that was exactly it. You land in the plane, the cars are all lined up, everyone ready to go.
Yeah, you would have seen that.
Yeah,
I saw it, and all these guys would roll into their, you know, I'd roll into their fancy $75,000 SUVs, and I'd look to see where the Volkswagen Golf was parked.
Yeah, where's the gremlin?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me this, Eddie. You look at games like this, you know, the Canucks fall last night to the Jets, and, you know, there's a lot of people in hindsight that are playing the hindsight game, right? Oh, I should have gone with Thatcher Demko last night. Mm-hmm. You know, as a player, when you have a game that, you know, it's 2 points separating you in the standings, you know, from a mental standpoint and from a team mindset, you know, do you not prefer having your top dog between the pipes as opposed to having your backup?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when as a coaching staff is looking at this whole, you know, scenario and what kind of lies ahead as far as not playing for, I believe, 8 or 9 days.
Yeah.
And you have a goaltender that's coming off beating Buffalo, beating Minnesota. Why not play him? You got Winnipeg and you got Arizona, I believe. I mean, ride your horse and see where it takes you. I mean, you know, coming off two wins. I mean, he's feeling it. You let him go. I think there's ample time where he can grab some rest here moving forward. But I don't think it was a bad decision on Greeny's part. I think, you know, sometimes you have a, you know, your gut feeling on what you want to do. And Markey's been the guy, and you let him run with it.
You watch this team all the time, but you would have had a chance to see them play in your backyard last week, and you saw them at their worst. How important was it for them to bounce back after the efforts in Tampa Bay and Florida and get back-to-back wins on the weekend?
Well, it's huge. I mean, you look at the standings, now you're minus 4 points and you're sitting at, you know, 50 points rather than 54. So it was huge, huge, you know, grabbing those points. You know, I think a team, you know, anytime you kind of go on a little bit of a dip, it's so imperative that you nip it in the bud quick and kind of get back in that W column. And I think we all know, you know, you get on a run in the, you know, win column, you can really have that separation. But on the flip side of things, I mean, you do go on, you know, a little bit of a losing skid. The parity is so good and the standings are so tight that you can really dig yourself into a hole. And you look at the mix there. You know, you look at Vancouver, Winnipeg, Vegas, all at 54 points. And Arizona at 57 is not out of reach to grab that division. So it's a tight one. It's going to be a dogfight right to the end. And these are the games you want to be a part of. I mean, these two games heading into the break, you know, are huge. I think there's two, right?
Yeah, they got two.
Yeah, they got two more games, then they're off for nine.
Right. So, I mean, you look at these 4 points up for grabs, and especially who they're playing, it's going to be a big one. You know, I'm definitely going to tune in after our game, you know, when I get home tomorrow.
That Florida hockey team's good. Are they in a mode?
This week, anyway.
And you know what? One stat I saw, Eddie, on the weekend that surprised him the most, did I not see 17,000 people as attendance?
Oh.
Or was I out of whack? Did they not have a game on the weekend where they packed, like, at least the 15
or
16?
You played Toronto, you know, so when you're getting Toronto
and Montreal
and these original six teams coming in, you're going to fill the building. It's going to be – but the Vancouver game has you know, some good fans in it too. I think, you know, it's all about winning, you know, in this franchise. I think you get on a run, kind of get the town talking about the team. I think you're going to have some success in the stand. So, yeah, but they've been on a nice little roll. They can score a goal. Sometimes keeping out of their net is an issue, you know, but they're finding ways to win games, which is good.
Ed Jovanovski here on Sportsnet 650. Let's dive in on what went down over the weekend. The fight that was seen around the world, and that was Zach Cassian getting suspended for going after Matthew Tkachuk, who felt like he was clearly going after targeting Cassian. A lot of people seem to side with Cassian for kind of hitting that breaking point. How did you see it, and do you think the punishment fit the crime in this particular case?
Yeah, I'm on the same lines, James. I think when if this is a playoff game, you probably don't go there. You see what Matthew was doing. I mean, he was really kind of leaving position, you know, to take, you know, like, kind of run out a vulnerable guy that's coming around the net. You know, he popped him a few times, and what happens, you know, I know Zach well, being from the same area. He's got a little snap in him, and he came unhinged, and he just said enough, and you know what, it is what it is, and you can hear his comments. You do the same thing again. You know, Matthew Tkachuk is a tough, you know, player to play against. You love him if he's on your team. You hate playing against him. He's almost like a little bit of a Matt Cook, where you kind of enjoyed having him on your team, but you know, you want to kill him when you're playing against him. So, you know, it happened. It was a little bit of old-time hockey, but I'm more on the kind of having that accountability. You're going to run around. You know, face the music when it comes.
Is there any part of you that thinks a little bit of this is on Zach for leaving himself so vulnerable?
There might be ways. I mean, sometimes when you're in around that net area, I mean, such tight spaces where you're focused on getting that puck around the net and kind of jamming it. It may be a little bit. You know, but I think for the most part, you kind of slow this whole play down, and it's really evident. I mean, it literally is like almost 1, 2, 3, go, and he kind of took off and kind of beeline down to the goal line to make a hit. So you can look at it every which way. I think, you know, he got his frustration out. He paid for it in his pocketbook, and it is what it is. right now.
You know, somebody had called in, and a producer on the other side of the glass, Mike English, had taken the call and suggested to mention to you your situation with Adam Deadmarsh, and the lead up to that may have had a similarity. I was trying to find it. I don't think it had that sort of similarity in that lead up, did it?
I think what it was there, he might have went after a teammate of mine. Mm. I'm not sure if he got me. I think it was it, but I don't know. That was a while ago. I think you look at that. I became unhinged in that fight too. And, you know, my son kind of pulled up that fight, and I'm looking at myself. I'm like, oh boy, that wasn't me. You know,
but that was two willing participants though at that particular moment, Eddie.
Right. And I don't know how, as a player, you can literally sit there and take a beating and not throw something back. You're going to go on the power play. But how many punches can you take in the face before you kind of come back at it? You know, that's where I understand where Tkachuk, you know, you're getting punched. I mean, you just sit there and take away. I mean, what if the guy breaks his, you know, cheekbone or his orbital bone? And, you know, so I think a lot of that is, you know, you got to fight back at some point. I understand that you want to be disciplined, and sure enough, it costs him the game. But there's, I don't know if I can have that much discipline in me, you know, to kind of just let someone wail on me for a 2-minute power play.
Now, Ed, you know, no elbows, you know, did he target the head? Well, boy, when you look at Zach Cassian, now his head snapped back on the 1-1 when he gets the butt right in the face and the shoulder. Do you think it'll come to the point where, and you said it looked like he took a couple of steps, you know, they'll have to put in some kind of a new penalty that they can look back and go, okay, we've deemed that now a reckless hit, you know, endangering a player. Or do you, as you said earlier, it is what it is, you know, get your justice. Because at the end of the day, George Perreault is saying, you know what, Matthew Tkachuk, there's nothing wrong with those hits. And now Zach Cassian yesterday saying, hey, I don't have a problem playing that way, but you're going to have to pay the price. So you now know that who knows what's up next, but, you know, is player safety not in danger for the next game because Kachuk's going to have a target on his back?
Right, and it's going to be on high alert. Because
yeah.
I was watching you and Scotty Stevens on, and he was going absolutely crazy. You know, so one way to rectify this is the next game, what Edmonton does, you go after, you know, Johnny Gaudreau. You go after Monahan. And it's almost a snowball effect. I mean, you guys want to play this day. Okay, we're every time Johnny Gaudreau's around the net a lot. I know he's a great player. He's tough to hit. Sean Monahan, same type of thing, but there's going to be an opportunity where he's going to be in kind of a tough spot where you can probably take an extra run at him and then say, listen, it was a hockey play. It was a hit. So you look at the whole thing. The whole thing, I believe, was just Tkachuk, you know, going out of his way to make a hit. He popped him a couple times. Cassian just had enough, snapped, and the result would happen. But I think when you start dissecting, you know, the play in the league and this and that, and having kind of, you know, I think there's an area in there where the league player safety could say, yeah, Tkachuk kind of went out of his way. I mean, they're going to say it's a hockey play. I don't think it's a rocket scientist to figure out that he left his position, left his point wide open, you know, to take a run at a guy that had his head down.
Ed Jovanovski here on Sportsnet 650. Sidney Crosby returns to the lineup, and boy, talk about reminding everybody that he's still one of the best in the world last night with a four-point performance. Is it conceivable to think, when you look at all the time off that Crosby had, fresh legs, you know, Malkin, and the way this team's kind of playing, if they get goaltending, you think the Penguins could be the team to beat in the East potentially here?
I tell you what, they surprise me in this stretch where they're with all these injuries, staying afloat, not only staying afloat, but continue winning. And now you're getting your captain, your leader, your best player in the league, you know, one of them back. How can't Sid be so excited to come back where you have these guys that kept it together, you know, while he was out? And boy, did he look good yesterday. I mean, the star players are star players. I mean, they're going to, you know, now you got Sid on, you know, on missing 28 games, which falls on at least a couple months being out, you know, fresh and excited here for the stretch run. But I think Pittsburgh is an organization that knows what it takes to win. I think they have that in them, so you never can count them out. They play a solid game. They're well coached. They're finding a way to get it done.
Nice to catch up with you. Thanks for dropping by here and give us something to talk about besides just a massive snowstorm here. And we'll look forward to the Jovo Bowl tomorrow night as the Arizona Coyotes and the Vancouver Canucks collide here at Rogers Arena. And two of the three teams you played for in your
That's career. Right. Yeah, it was last week. I was back-to-back Vancouver, Phoenix, Vancouver, back-to-back in the same week. So it was a former team week.
There you are.
You and JT Miller had something in common there. Thanks, man. Nice to catch up.
See you, Eddie.
All right, guys.